Some of the topics we're learning about include the case of Hamadras Ishtim Elohonislai, a man who imposes a neder, a vow on his wife, in which she is prohibited to benefit from him, and a distinction between a Kohen and Yisrael regarding the length of the neder. The case of Hamadras Ishtishli Titim Echad Mikol HaPeiros Yitzvit Nksuba, a man who imposes a neder on his wife, in which she is prohibited to taste one type of fruit. And the reasons we do not say Tamtanat Shloishim, they wait until the neder expires. The machlok is in the case of Hamadras Ishto Ishli Tiskashit Be'echad Mikol Aminim, a man who imposed a neder on his wife, in which she is prohibited to beautify herself with one type of cosmetic. The case of Hamadras Ishto Ishli Telich LeBeis Avia, a man who imposed a neder vow on his wife, in which she is prohibited to visit her father's home. Some of the trends and concepts that we learn about include Hafara, when a woman makes a neder, for her husband has the authority for Hafara to remove the neder by stating Meifalechi, in which the neder is annulled. Hakama, however, when the husband confirms the neder by stating Meikimlechi, the neder remains effective. There's a machlokes in the case of Isha Shenedara Vehikim Lo Bala, a woman who imposed a neder and her husband confirmed the neder. Vamar Ef Shi Be'ish Nedronis, and he subsequently divorces her, because he does not want a wife who imposes the darim. Some say Tetzi Shaloi Biksuba. She is not entitled to Iksuba because he nasna etzba bein shenah. She initiated the neder. Others say Yaitzi b'yidin Iksuba. She is entitled to Iksuba because who nasna etzba bein shenah? He initiated the neder when confirming the neder.